Hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Hope you have a terrific day today. Good morning. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. You guys want to know what we're going to do? It's up. It's hot. Sales ends in 2 hours, 2 days and 7 hours. See the top here? See, I like this. We put this up here. So I don't get inundated with emails. I'm just saying, I don't like getting inundated with emails. The end of the weekend where 10 people call me and or email me and go, oh, what time's the sale going to be off? Now, you know exactly down to the second when it's going to be off on here. And so we're doing a big, you know, 250th anniversary for July 4th. That's been a big thing this year. And so 5% off on all regular orders, period. If your order goes over $250, 10% off your entire order. That's about as far as I can push the margins with my friends. It's just a big sale all across the site.
This cuts out almost 30% of our margins to cover cost.
Correct. And again, we don't have this isn't applicable to three-pack specials and other huge discounts that are on there. But again, you don't even have to use a coupon code. There's a cool part. You just add it to your cart. How do you want to see it happen? I'll show you. Right here, look at this.
Use camera four, Rich.
Camera four, magnesium brain food. I like magnesium brain food. I'll add it to my cart. Let's see what I got here. One time. Actually, you know what? Let's do one of them. Yeah, we'll do one of them on here. So I've got two of them. Already addicts. I put one in there earlier. I check out. Discount's already applied. Right to the top. 5% off. I don't even have to use a coupon code.
I thought it was 10% off.
Ah, you'll see. It goes 10% off over $250.
Oh.
You're not even listening to our own sale.
I'm not. So you have to. Oh, do you have to do over $250 for the 10% off?
That's what it says on the front page.
I'm glad I asked because I zoned out.
10% off $250 or more. 5% off all orders. So, again, I go back.
You Whoa.
Go back in here. Magnesium brain food. This is cool because you don't have to mess with it.
Now, if they order $250, though, and they want to get next day air shipping, they get that again, too, right, if they pay for it.
Yes. VIP shipping is always available. Now, here's the thing.
Now, can we get it out today to them not, or not?
Yeah, yeah. If you guys order express today before... Oh, man, Ruben's going to get mad at me. By 3 o'clock, I can get it out to you today. That's a hard cutoff, though.
Otherwise, it'll be Monday again.
Well, and here's the problem, too. July 4th weekend, Postal Service decides they don't want to run today. UPS
really?
Will, though.
Really?
Express will, yeah. Express will run today. UPS will
okay,
run
so
today.
Okay, so that means no P.O. boxes for Express.
No P.O. I can't do that. No P.O. boxes for Express. But if you get it out, you order it today, you'll have it, well, then by Monday. Because you got to remember, too, a lot of the companies that are going to get stuff out are going to go priority mail today. They're not regular shipping's not even going to get to people by probably middle
okay,
of next week.
Okay, show us how we get 10% off on this.
Yeah, I got $270 worth.
Now,
so
let's see.
I dropped my magnesium down to 4, automatically drops to 5%.
Okay, one more time?
I bump it up to one more can. Goes to 10%.
Woo, I like that.
Easy, man.
Boy, Michael Barrett's the man. He gets it done.
No confusion, no questions. Here you go.
No coupon added.
No coupon added. You basically got, you know, almost $30 discount on here is what it is. $30 discount on magnesium brain food. Boom, that fast.
Okay, obviously, now listen to me. I'm not being mean or I'm not being negative or anything else. I am the guy that's on the show with Austin. I don't run the office anymore. So when you guys are so funny. You text me. I may check the text after a week, and you say, "Hey, can I get that discount today?" Well, I'm not going to check it for probably a week until I get back with you. This discount's over with. Please don't do me a favor. If you got a question about office stuff, because I don't do it anymore. I used to do it all the time. Just call the office. Call 1-800-726-1834 and speak to a live representative. That's all you got to do. Is Lana going to be in today?
Yeah, everybody's in today.
Okay, so we're running by
3 o'clock, and please show some discretion. Don't call me at 2:59 and be like, I need my package out right now. I need to go express.
Oh, they're going
to
call you.
I know you are. But
no, because it's not 3 yet.
But if the order's closed after 3, you missed that deadline. That's it. if you call me at 3:01, we're trying to get everybody out. So, yeah, see, what I would do is, this is just me personally. If I was buying magnesium brain food and I wanted a bunch of it right now, I'm getting the 10% off. I'm already saving right down at the bottom here, $30. I would take that extra savings and apply it towards the VIP shipping.
That's what I
So
would
I get
do.
My product faster than, you know, 5-6 days. Because remember, everybody's running little specials today, which means nobody's getting their stuff out with priority mail, which means a lot of stuff isn't going to ship till next week, which means a lot of stuff is going to arrive for like a week for a lot of average companies.
Especially priority mail.
Yeah, especially priority mail here. So here we are yet again.
Didn't we do this last week? But we paid for it last week.
No, we paid. You paid for it. Yeah. So we paid a lot for it. But I wanted to give everybody that experience of seeing what it was like to actually have, you know, the Health Masters Prime edition, so to speak. And we did. I directly competed against Amazon. I actually beat a lot of Amazon shipment times, people told me. Some people still buy from Amazon. They said, dude, I ordered some of the stuff at the same time. Your package came from Amazon, dude.
I've got a story.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with shipping. This is a terrible segue. They're telling us now not to travel to Uganda.
They never plan on traveling there.
Well, I mean, Uganda. I mean, that's the tourist destination, isn't it? Uganda.
You know, that's been on the top.
They have all kinds of problems with hemorrhagic fever because the World Health Organization is always immunizing them against
it. I'm not laughing at that.
We're talking Ebola. Now the U.S. is issuing a travel advisory after cases of the eye-bleeding disease are reported in a region already battling the Ebola outbreak. See, the problem is, it says, the U.S. Embassy has warned Americans against travel to Uganda after health officials detected one case of a deadly eye-bleeding virus. Well, first of all, they're not even saying they know for sure that it's Ebola. But here's the thing. They're not even telling you this is even real. They're just making stuff up as far as I'm concerned. It's the fear of porn.
Can anybody even independently vet this in Uganda?
No.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear this theory, this story, this topic, and it's all fear porn. Well, who is actually independently verifying any of this stuff?
And here's another interesting article. This is from Breitbart. This is a good article. Desperate Disney eyes Lion Gate, and it's the one that's going to release The Passion of the Christ Part 2. Okay? It said this one is a big deal with Mel Gibson. Disney is now wanting to buy Lion's Gate, supposedly. They're looking at it. Excuse me. To win back men and families. Now, here's what it said. Quote, the Disney Grooming Syndicate is considering purchasing Lion's Gate to win back males and families and to give its damaged franchises a rest. Brands like Lucasfilm, Marvel, and Pixar have taken a hit, losing, listen to this, Austin, as much as 75% of the audience, which is troubling and needs to be addressed. They've destroyed these franchises. Someone described as an insider told Comic Book News, the result is that Disney's groomers are scrambling for course correction on these franchises, which means powering them down for years until they can be rebooted again with proper movies. That means Disney needs something to fill the gap, the report said, but not with another damaged legacy brand and not with another franchise that asks the audience to show up if they're being told it was the problem. You don't like transgenders. What in the H-E double sticks is wrong with you? You're supposed to embrace these guys and go up there and kiss this dude with a beard and a dress on and say how wonderful he is. That's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, that's a horrible picture in my head right now.
Disney hopes purchasing Lionsgate, which has Hunger Games and John Wick, will deliver those males and families, while Marvel and Lucasfilm, Indiana Jones, and Pixar disappeared for a few years to go through a woke detox program. Notably, there are, you know, I'm not going to read the rest of this stuff. I'll read the last couple sentences of it. You know, thanks to the free market, Disney has no choice but try to save these once bulletproof brands. Star Wars flopped. Indiana Jones flopped. Marvel has had a hit in years. Pixar underperforms again and again, even with Toy Story and things. As far as attracting families, report says Lionsgate has had success in that space through films like I Can Only Imagine, American Underdog, and Jesus Revolution, and the new picture coming out with Mel Gibson. Lionsgate will also distribute both of Mel Gibson's Resurrection of the Christ movies in 2027 and 2028. Remember I told you that when I met with that lady who was, I could give you the names, but I'm not, in that Western Airport Hotel, not airport, Western Hotel in downtown Frankfurt, who told me that they had intentionally destroyed Mel Gibson. She said the problem is that Mel Gibson's a big contributor to Lionsgate and that it's a huge distributor and they don't want to destroy that. They said they destroyed Mel Gibson because he brought up The Passion of the Christ. So here's the thing. If Mel Gibson's going to release The Resurrection of the Christ through Lionsgate next year and the year after, what happens if Disney owns Lionsgate and they say we won't distribute the film on The Resurrection of the Christ?
There you go.
Now, that's just a little thing I'm saying here. Think about that for a second. Well, I should say here's a problem for Disney because bad things are happening to Disney and the opposite problem for me. Listen to this. I'm quoting this author. Disney is a disease. And what's to stop the disease from infecting Lionsgate to the same way it infected and destroyed Lucasfilm, Marvel, and Pixel? Lucasfilm, Pixar, and Marvel were doing fine until Disney's child predators, woke tards, and man-hating feminists, see Kathleen Kennedy, infected those franchises with a terminal disease called Blame the Fans You Hate for Box Office Failuretosis. That's actually well said. The host has to cure itself before it touches something else. Disney is a They didn't say poop hole, but I'm saying poop hole. They use something else. Disney's a poop hole of perversion and anti-human propaganda staffed with diseased people. Lionsgate can't cure Disney. Disney can only kill Lionsgate.
Ooh. That's
a strong
right.
article, boy.
That's spot on, though.
You know, but the crazy part about it, you think through it. I mean, Disney owns over 100 corporations. This company is huge because they're owned by the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. And you think, well, what do you mean by that? Listen to some of my other shows, and we'll talk about it.
Well, just the other day, massive Disney cruise busted with child predators, with child sex. Right on the doggone cruise.
Okay.
Bunch of pedophiles on there.
Okay, let me
again.
Okay, let me say something. You know, and there's a reason I really dislike this group of people. All right.
Everybody knows how I feel about Disney.
Okay. These pedophiles. Okay, here's why I dislike them the most. You know, I had a pedophile touch my leg one time when I was like 13, 14 years old. I got really pissed. I told him, just don't touch me again. And, you know, so I was basically, how should I say, attacked by one of these guys, not physically attacked, but touched by one of these guys on my leg, right on my knee. That's all, you know, when I was like that age. That still to this day just absolutely pisses me off that pervert did this. His name was Fred Sickle, and long dead, but that was his name. And so when I think about this stuff, I think about what would happen to me if I'd been 6 or 7 years old and he had done that. Okay. I already liked girls. At that point, I was all about girls. I wasn't about the business, this old fart sitting to me beside me. This guy's a weirdo. And so to me, it makes me angry when they do stuff like this. That's why I'm one of the reasons I can't stand Jeffrey Epstein and the gang, because of what they did to these young girls. And, you know, there's no telling what they did to these girls. And now
there's telling what they did to them.
And now Governor Tim Walz now is pardoning an illegal migrant who sexually abused a child for years. Of course he is. I hope he gets out of office as quickly as possible. In the meantime, Jodie Foster now, who basically, I really like Jodie Foster. She did a movie, I think it was called The Gambler with Mel Gibson and another guy, James Gardner, way back when. It may not have been called The Gambler. I'll look it up in a second. But great movie. Okay. That's where I knew she was a butch dyke lesbian. No, I thought she was really pretty. Had great calves. Calves are the muscle by the ankle. Great calves. She runs all the time. And I really liked her personality. She came out basically as a liberal female
lesbian. Who's this?
Lesbian.
Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster, yeah.
Is she the one, Sons of the Lambs?
Yeah. I thought she was gorgeous back then. Okay, but then of course, she was raised by a mother who basically was a lesbian. So now she's a lesbian and probably a butch dyke lesbian on top of everything else. And so now, now she's coming up and slamming F1 with Brad Pitt. Remember, there were no trans in that thing. There were no gays in that thing. There were no lesbians in that movie. That was a great movie. F1's the best, one of the best movies of last year. Should have won Academy Award for Best Movie.
You have to have top tier reflexes. You can't be worried about
it. No. She's saying the entire movie was AI.
Oh.
AI script, AI audio, AI everything.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think it's accurate at all. Now, there may be
I guarantee there were shots where they used as far as the car scene.
Well, they said the biggest problem is Brad was trying to do this on a live track while they were actually running. And the problem is they only have a few seconds sometimes to shoot scenes.
Well, I mean, I've tracked, raced a lot of my life. If you've ever been on a track and you're close to it, trying to get content and footage of vehicles, you guys watch F1 on TV before? I mean, when they come by, you know, 205, 210. It's kind of hard to get everything dialed in.
You get along a straightaway. They come by at 2:30.
Yeah, and I mean, so you're trying to get these shots with everything on it.
And now, here's the thing. You don't realize how fast that is unless you go to a race and you're sitting on the straightaway and they come by you at over 200 miles an hour.
Or if you're on a track and you're running, you know, 180, 190.
Yeah, no, you don't realize. I've been at 199. I've told you guys that on the Autobahn. And, you know, I could do a track over in Tampa. I could get about 140. That's about it because the straightaway is not long enough. And that's fast enough. It really is because you're cooking. But things change over 150, 160, 170. You get a real, it becomes tunnel vision. Everything's going by so quick until you get adapted to it. It's a very weird feeling. It's actually not very much fun the first time you do it because it's like when we were in Germany, we got this car over there. It was really cool. We got to drive around in it and it was a 911 Turbo S. Well, it wasn't an S, it was a 911 Turbo. And Sharon was with me. And so for the first week or so, we're driving around 120, 130, 140, 150, and she was freaking out. Finally, after about a week, she gets used to 150, 160, 170.
You do. You get desensitized to it. Your body gets adapted to it. But if you're not used to it at first,
it'll mess with your head. And so finally, you know, one day, we were on a straightaway. It was Sunday morning. I said, I'm going to ease it up. I'll see what it'll do. She was okay. And she was absolutely fine with it. And she's videotaping the thing. I've got the videotape. We ended up to 199. I think it was 317 kilometers per hour. I mean, it was cooking. I mean, that's the weirdest thing you don't feel is how long it takes to stop that sucker.
That's exactly right.
You don't realize
it. Even with carbon ceramics.
It takes a minute. I mean, laws of physics cannot be denied at this point. At 200 miles an hour, laws of physics, I can tell you personally, they apply. I don't care what kind of constants you're using. It's real. And so I remember I came up on a car. I was there a couple years ago. I came up on a group of cars at 170 miles an hour on the Autobahn. And, man, I had to jump down on top of those carbon ceramics. They just slowed it down and stopped it. But I couldn't believe how much I had to get on the
brakes. I remember, you know, the fastest I've been was 214. And a lot of the, I mean, when you start getting to that point, especially on tracks, you have to know your timing, your brake distance, everything, man. Because, I mean, I remember my buddy told me, he goes, dude, you understand at 214, he goes, you're doing 318 feet a second. He goes, you're going over an entire football field every single second. I mean, when you got to jump on the brakes, it takes a little second, even with big brakes on it. So, yeah, cool, as far as F1's a good movie on that. And
I don't care what I say. You know why? You know why they're all pissy pants about it? Excuse my language.
Because they didn't have any trannies.
They didn't have any trannies engaged in it.
Comes down to.
Okay, it was a guy who liked a girl, and that was one of the subplots of the movie. And the guys who liked fast cars, guys who were alpha males, guys who liked to drive fast, guys who had fans of legions of women chasing them. Okay, we can't have that. That's too much like Clint Eastwood and John Wayne. We can't have that anymore. We have to have, oh, that's right. We have to put a tranny to play the part of Achilles in the new movie. Remember, Brad was Achilles.
Yeah.
Okay? So he did a great job on that. You know, in Troy, great movie, not for kids. The crazy part about it is they can't do that now. They got to make sure we put a tranny in the place of Achilles. A woman. And now, don't get me wrong.
I've gotten confused on it. Is it a dude that's pretending to be a guy, or is it a guy that thinks she's a girl?
It's a woman who's pretending to be a dude. She's a transgender. She used to be a Hollywood female, now she's a Hollywood male.
I try to, but I don't have the energy to keep up with everybody's fantasy life.
Well, no, it's the problem with all of this stuff is they've done this to us, and it all started with Obama. That's where it started.
Yeah.
A woman can use the men's bathroom now. And the women come in there and go, these guys pee all over the seats. I've heard that many times. And you're like, this is nasty. And I'm like, well, go to the woman's bathroom. And then the guys go and say, oh, the woman's bathroom's nasty too. Let me say something about public bathrooms. They're all nasty. Don't touch stuff in them. When you wash your hands and get a paper towel to open the door. Don't touch the doorknob. It's got feces on it. I've tested it with a doggone Q-tip. I've run fecal coliform off of it. It's disgusting.
All right, switching gears from feces to the energy department. This is an interesting story here. Well, I mean, I got a lot of articles to cover. We're coming. It's Friday. Friday.
Switching from feces to the energy department.
Well, they're both about the same.
Well, here's the problem.
They're both about the same.
This, by the way, is a great story.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm covering this.
Think about it.
This is literally what I have been yelling about, along with you, along with all kinds of other residents of call, along with all these groups that have gone to these county commissioner meetings, including the one down in Lake Wales where they've ramrodded this giant data center down in Lake Wales now.
Oh, they're saying is they're getting a 90% tax deduction for the next 10 years on this thing.
Yep.
In Lake Wales. It's going through.
Oh, yeah. What they're saying is it's going to bring in all these jobs.
No, it's not.
Dude, the one down there in Palm Beach that they've pretty much scrapped now, they came out, and this is why it got scrapped. They came out, these sales tech guys, these PowerPoints, big fancy PowerPoints. We're bringing in AI tech. Listen, we're going to bring the biggest and brightest minds to Palm Beach. We're going to bring energy sectors from all over the world that are going to convene here to build this massive data center.
Total lie.
And so we need to get this approved. So they got preliminary plans approved. We're just going to generate all this revenue, all this tax revenue. All these jobs are going to be made. Heavy hitters are going to come in. You know, these guys that are tech guys, you know, like Elon Musk. He's a trillionaire now. People like him are going to come in. They're going to come in, and they're going to build this data center. It's the biggest data center it's ever built. Biggest one. And they got the final paperwork in for the submission. Giant paperwork. And it's all tech legal jargon. And apparently, a bunch of the local residents, who are really big attorneys, they pissed off. I think they even pissed off probably some little hat attorneys down there that didn't want an AI data center in their backyard.
Did you say little hat attorneys?
I didn't say that. And so they went through it, and they went, by the way, page 214 of section 2.8, it says here that the maximum amount of basically employees are going to be this data center is 60. Is that accurate? Well, you know, there's still a lot of people. It's Palm Beach. It's almost just, that's like one school bus of people, barely. Okay, what are you guys doing? Then they're finding out how much water it's going to take, how much energy it's going to take, how it's going to prioritize the power grid over everybody else, including in emergency times. And everybody's going, This doesn't do anything good. Oh, and by the way, they're getting this like $180 million tax break the first year, and then it continues to go on for years and years after that. So they're getting basically huge tax breaks. They don't have to pay their share of the electrical grid. They're hardly going to bring any employees in, and we're going to have to subsidize pretty much all of it.
And we're going to have rolling brownouts because we don't have the power down here.
Article comes out now, exactly what I've been saying. Energy departments wants data centers to stop draining the grid during brutal heat wave.
They're not storing photos here, Austin. They're changing physical reality.
No, this isn't your summer photos on your cloud that you're trying to store on here. Guys, the amount of computing it takes, just put that out there. Even just, you know, I mean, you go to the store now. You buy these you know, cards, the plugins on them. You know, you get all these different sizes now. That we carry millions of photos. Little SD card. SD card. You can hold 5 million photos. Guys, that's not a data center to hold your photos. That's a data center, again, to control, manipulate, monitor, and do full-blown algorithms on everybody and start building a secondary alternate reality. My guy in Orlando, big AI tech, he brought up a question that I actually had a listener say on YouTube to you guys the other day. And he said about they're creating a secondary alternative, basically, version of you in digital form. And I asked my buddy about that. I said, what do you think about that? He goes, absolutely. He goes, they're going to copy and mirror what you do, and they're going to have an entire alternate version of you. And I said,
it's so weird. I said, it's like the Matrix,
well,
buddy.
Yeah. And I said, why? And he goes, well, essentially, you've got to understand this from a tech sector. We're now watching your car, we're watching your tag, we're watching your vehicle, we're watching your Wi-Fi signal, we're watching your phone ping, we're watching your smartphone thing, we're watching every single ping down the street, including every person that's in your vehicle all the time.
These are millions of fractal timelines, millions,
yeah,
per person.
And at any point in time, this is just speculatory on his part, I'm not making a claim, said at any point in time, they need a divergent scenario of you to set something up in a certain position. They now have every possible reality that you would probably do. Okay, well, this guy's talking too much online. He's bringing up topics like Antarctica, Little Hat People, Financial Reserve, Federal Reserve. All of a sudden, you get a warrant out. Bench warrant gets issued. You're going to the airport. Facial recon gets you. So he brought up to me. Also, they stop you. Mr. John, let me talk to you real quick.
This happened to a friend of ours last week.
It's just a scenario, but the scenario goes off of this. What's happened? You've had a bench warrant issued. You didn't appear for a traffic ticket for, you know, toll violation or for a red light violation. It was like a year ago. What are you talking about? Well, you ignored it. And then it basically became a, you know, traffic citation. And then you're supposed to appear in court. Well, I didn't do anything. Well, you got a bench warrant issued. We're arresting you. We're taking you to the airport, handcuffs, putting you in jail for 3 days. You can try to figure out the bond out.
Happened to a friend of ours last
Literally,
week.
Literally, happened to him like a year ago. Some stupid ticket a year ago. He's never even gotten any notification on. He thought it was supposed to be paid for. Now, how easy is it now? A situation like that occurs. Now, all of a sudden, they say, oh, by the way, were you involved in this here? Were you involved in this here? No, I haven't even been there. Oh, well, we've got your data log of your phone and your license plate and you here at this location involved in this nefarious situation. I was never there. I haven't been there. I'm gone. That's not what all the AI data points are showing. This is how easy it's going to be for them to set you up for any scenario they want, including having documented timestamps and GPS timestamps exactly where you are, even though you haven't even existed there before. These data centers are not what anybody thinks they are. They're going to start getting real nefarious real fast. This is why they pull so much stinking power, because they produce so much heat, because these things are running so much data. There's a reason why they're doing this. And back to what I was saying here, it says the Energy Department issued an emergency order this week allowing PJM, the grid operator for 13 states in Washington, D.C., to require data centers and other large customers to start using all their own backup power. Oh, didn't I say the other day they're going to start using their 3.5 gigawatt generators? Some of them have over 100 generators. 80,000 gallon diesel reserve fuel tanks connected in line in fuel cells. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Remember, they weren't supposed to use those. It's supposed to be clean energy. No, that's not happening now, including New York, where they're saying now starting to have brownouts if people don't shut their energy down. And here's my million-dollar comment right here, and you guys are going to like this. Let me show it to you here. Where'd it go? Mayor Zoran Madani. This is the mayor of New York. This is what he posted. This is his Instagram post. New York, it's hot out there. The power grid's working overtime to keep us cool. Set your AC to 78. Turn off your lights and electronics if they're not in use. Unplug anything you can. Our city is doing its part, too, maintaining 78-degree rule in our building, dimming and turning off all lights, peak energy demand, asking private partners to do the same, powering down any non-essential equipment. Gosh, they use the same freaking playbook. A stable grid means the AC stays on and lives are saved. Let us ease demand and get through this heat together. 78 degrees, unplug all your accessories, unplug any non-essential items. Let's get through this together. I mean, it's verbatim COVID again. And you think this is going to get better? There's over 500 mega data centers already on the books in order to get built
you
over next year.
You see the bottom comment says, Florida, man, could you imagine if they tried this blanket in Florida?
Yes.
Florida? No, don't show camera four. And but it's funny. Oh, by the way, let's get off this topic. James Tallarico, got to be gay, has to be gay, looks gay. He looks like a real gay guy, just kind of disgusting looking. Here's the thing. He's basically a big-time guy running for Congress or whatever. And, you know, here's the thing. A five-year-old comes to you and says, I want to be a girl. I want to be a boy. You're going to go, no, we're going to take you to a counselor. We're going to talk to you about this. This thing happened, and you're 5 years old. You're in a theta brainwave state. Okay. James Tallarico, whoever this guy is, looks gay, says bill banning gender-affirming health care to trans little children is Christo-fascism. He made up that word. In other words, Christians that are basically fascists. Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico was caught on video describing a Christo-fascism movement as he criticized legislation restricting gender-affirming care for transgender minors in the state of abortion law. During an appearance on Texas Impact Weekly Witness, Tallarico argued that legislation restricting gender-affirming care for transgender minors was Christo-fascism. You call it anti-LGBTQ legislation, including a bill that would have denied gender-affirming care to trans children, he said. And then, of course, famously, infamously, we saw it in the last session with the most extreme abortion ban in the country. All of these ideologies stem from Christo-fascism movement. Do you hate Christians that bad, dude? He has repeatedly criticized Christian nationalism in sermons and interviews. In a 2023 sermon, he called it the worship of power, social power, economic power, political power in the name of Christ. He further argued that Christians have turned Jesus into a gun-toting, gay-bashing, science-denying, money-loving, fear-mongering fascist. Okay. My Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth. My Jesus loves everybody. See, let me say something to you. When Jesus was introduced to prostitutes, it's basically somebody he needed to talk to, he met them with open arms, told them that he loved them, so that he forgave their sins. When he got met with tax collectors, you know, they were hiding in trees, he basically said, you know, Zacchaeus, come on down. You know, let's go have a party at your house. I mean, every time Jesus turned around and met somebody, he was always nice to them. He wasn't a science-denying, money-loving, fear-mongering, gay-bashing, gun-toting racist. Wasn't that? He loved everybody. You know, when I was little, I'd walk into my mom's bar, this German beer tavern. You know, it's funny to me. The other day I was at a friend's house, or not friend's house, I was at a medical office, and they were saying they had knew a friend of mine from high school, and she goes, well, you know, the friend from high school goes, you know, Ted's mom owned the bar. Now, remember, she and her husband used to get drunk in that bar. Just mention that, right? And she was a friend of mine in high school. And she, my medical friend said, well, yeah, he told me all about that. She looked at me, oh, he did? See, when I was little and my mom owned the bar, it was looked down upon by the community because, you know, this is back in the 50s and 60s. And now I look back on it, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not saying that was the best course of events for everybody, but I had nothing to do with that. But here's what it did do. It taught me this. Every time I walked into the bar, I don't care if I was 5 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old, my mom said, you speak to everybody in this bar. And I said, well, why? I don't know these people. She goes, it doesn't matter. These people pay the bills. These people buy beer. These people live in these cottages. These people, they're supporting us, and they're buying you clothes and buying you food, you know, indirectly by supporting us. And I never understood that when I was little. I do now. It's like with your Health Masters customers. I always tell you, thank you for what you do. Thank you for supporting us. I was taught that by my mother. Christians are known by, they're known because they love one another. You know, if you don't want to meet somebody and you have to stay away from them or whatever, you can at least be courteous. Am I right or wrong? Okay, am I right or wrong? You at least say hello, nice to meet you, and you can run away or whatever you're going to do. But you don't have to sit there and treat them like they have leprosy. You don't have to do that. Because the Bible says that the reason they'll know that you're my disciples is that you love one another.
You know what's ironic?
Am I right, Austin?
Oh, yeah. You know what's ironic, though? We're going to go there. It's Friday. You know what's ironic? Is the churches probably display that the worst over anybody I've ever met in my life.
Gosh, is that the truth?
How many times have people come to churches that need some help, support, and they go, your sin's worse than mine.
No,
why are you in here? Why are you? Your sin's worse than mine. You do things that I do in private, but you do them in public. I don't want to be around you. How many times do people go, you don't support the state of Israel implicitly? You don't want to just give them your money continually? You don't let them do anything they want? Because if you don't do everything they demand of you, you're going to be cursed. Get out of here, you Christian peasant. How dare you? How dare you not support Zionism with open arms? Huh.
Well, no. I
left the church over that a couple years ago because that was exactly what they said. If you don't support Israel, you're going to be cursed. The only reason America exists is because of Israel. Well, old sermon on.
I'm going to pick on Baptists and Assemblies of God right now. I've been to both
those
churches.
That's why I grew up, so I have a lot of experience in that sector.
Okay. A person comes to church. They haven't gone to church in years, and they don't really have an extensive wardrobe that's conservative. So they wear something, and they're kind of low cut, and everybody goes insane. Oh, she's dressed like a whore. What's she doing in church? Well, maybe that's the best she's got.
Maybe that's the best place she should be right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, why do Christians do stupid stuff like that? I mean, last year we had the Sunday evening service for Christmas. It was the candlelight service. And we had a whole group of people come in and take over like two pews, a whole big family. And they were dressed pretty much like they were going out to a doggone bar. They were dressed like, you know, but it's the best they had. And I went in and I introduced myself to all of them. Said, thank you so much for coming to church. We really appreciate you being here.
Well, to them, it was probably getting dressed up.
No, it was.
So why are we
judging them because they're wearing something that we wouldn't wear? But yet our sin is out there hidden somewhere. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us are sinners. We all do that. And we have grace. So don't, it's like Austin said, because their sin is different than your sin, you're going to judge them? The Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged. And so that's the thing we've got to realize. We've got to walk in love. They'll know that you're my disciples because you walk in love. You guys have love for one another.
Not because you bomb every country around you incessantly because you say you're defending yourself.
Well, they don't even claim to be Christians.
Yeah, they hate Christians.
They hate Jesus.
I want to cover this. This is a customer, or listener, on YouTube right now who actually responded to what I just talked about with the divergent two twin digital models. Listen to what this guy said. This is actually interesting.
Probably going to be dead on point.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Here's you on the screen, by the way. So he's going to be on the screen, but you don't have to show that if you don't want. It says, the application of digital twin technology to human beings creates a cycle where personal metadata is used to build predictive models that anticipate and eventually program how you will act. As these models evolve, they're used to calculate the digital environments you interact with, effectively engineering your decisions, preferences, and beliefs via an invisible, weaponized feedback loop that transforms human experts into a data point for optimization, shifting the power of agency from the individual to the systems to know exactly how to manipulate your emotional behavioral response. That is well said, Rick. That's very interesting you said that, because that's what we've already seen now, haven't we? With social media?
Genesis 6.
Right. Social media has predicted modeling and actually skewed the entire last generation on how they act. We talked about it in Miami. The Miami generation now, down in South Florida. Talked about social media generation yesterday with perfectionism now, where these kids, people, adults, families, moms, wives, husbands, sisters, everybody's got this predictive modeling now. And the more you're exposed to it on social media, the more you follow it, the more you will make decisions based on predictive modeling that you've been programmed, not on your own independent cognitive functioning.
Genesis 6.
Every thought of every man was evil all the time. Interesting how that works, right? And at the same time, remember, these groups that are running the AI systems and all that, they've got to constantly give you fear. They've got to constantly give you distractions. They've got to constantly give you a boogeyman. Perfect example. You know, the SCOTUS is basically hearing whether or not AR-15s are going to be protected by the Second Amendment. This is a big deal, by the way. This is a huge deal. We've talked about it. This is all over mainstream media for the last couple days. Well, now suddenly, every single news outlet, by the way, if you guys have seen this, I'm sure you have. I had multiple people send it to me. Trans gunmen caught an alleged casino terror plot with huge cachet of weapons. There's a video here.
This is all a total lie.
This, by the way, and I know defense contractors. I know law enforcement. I know weapon systems. I know gun dealers very well. This entire story, in my opinion, I would bet any amount of ultimate multiple cases, even not on sale, any amount, that this whole system is completely and totally set up on this story. 100%. None of it makes sense. They come up, there's a Subaru in a parking garage by itself with a dude that acts like a girl, completely mental out of his mind.
Remember the Batman shooting?
Yeah,
in
they arrest him. I mean, the guy's like, I don't know what's going on. You set me up. They suddenly find this ammunition cache. I'll show you that one in a second.
Watch this.
Yeah, this is the dude, right? They arrest this guy who acts like a lunatic. They open his trunk. Look, give me camera four.
Yeah, perfect it is.
Now, he's got his mags loaded. He's got a little, mag carrier right here. Looks like a chest rig for MP5 mags, it looks like. Blazer ammunition, which is ironic. Blazer.
That's
like,
aluminum.
Well, yeah, it is. I think that's bronze. That may be brass. It's
hot, though. It's hot ammo.
Yeah. Well, then, so they find these guns in his car. Well, then they call it, they
look,
say,
look how neat this is stacked.
The cops searched Howitt's car. They recovered 22 guns in his car. 22 guns, machine guns, automatic belt fed weapons, all these different guns at his house as well. All in all, they find 52 firearms with this random guy. Now, I'm going to show you guys a photo.
How did he pay for this, Austin?
Dude, no, this is my favorite one. This is a photo from his house. Give me camera four. We've got a 50 cal M2HB on the floor. Where in the world did he get that platform from? Even if you buy a transferable one, a legal transferable with photographs, with fingerprints, with class three, these are $70,000+.
Also, he's not driving a Rolls Royce. He's driving a Subaru.
The gun's worth three times his car. No mounting system, no 50 caliber ammo. Now over here, we got 203 40-millimeter grenade launchers, multiple ones on multiple M16 platforms. We got multiple other machine gun Uzis. 52 guns all in all. 338 Lapuas.
That's short barrel Colt machine gun. At least $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 worth of weapons.
Oh, if this is on the transferable market, this is pushing close to $1 million. Guarantee you.
He's a tranny driving a Subaru.
Now, if they're not transferable, if they're hot weapons that he got from the cartel, where in the world is he getting these guns from? Because I can tell you right now, you don't just go out and buy an M2HB. That's a belt-fed Brownie 50 caliber automatic weapon. And not mention, he's got it disassembled, right? In the photo. The system has to be timed properly with a timing timing system. You can't just put the barrel in it. You got to have it timed or else the round hits the barrel. It's a complex system to set up. And I can pretty much tell you, this guy isn't trained in heavy weapons. Just going to put that out there. Bond was set at $500,000. And you know what the FBI said? ATF said, we foiled a plot. We protected America again. We stopped the crazy gunman from having another mass shooting. Really? Where was he mounting this heavy tactical at? Where was he mounting this 50 cal at? I would like to know where he was planning on putting this gun. You got to have a base platform for that. You got to mount it to a vehicle. You just walk around with that.
You can't shoulder fire that.
Where was he getting 40-millimeter grenade rounds from to feed those? Those are destructive devices.
Did he have any 40-millimeter grenades in his ammo cache?
I don't know. They're not disclosing everything. They're saying that he had hundreds and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. I'm like, what? What is that? Four bullets per gun? You got an arsenal the size of basically the National Guard.
Where they find a bunch of 22 caliber bullets, all they found?
Well, I know. Only ammunition I have seen in any release photos is this one, the right there. That's 9 or 45. That looks like 9-millimeter blazer. That's it. I haven't seen any cans of 50 cal.
That would feed the Uzi. That's it.
That's feed the Uzi and MP5. Yeah, because you had MP5 too. The transferable MP5 is like 60,000 to 70,000 as well.
About a million.
These are true transferable legal weapons that he acquired.
Driving a Subaru.
If they're not, the only way he either got them is through stealing them from a National Guard sector, which he did.
Oh, he looks like he's an alpha male.
Yeah. Or he got them from the cartel, which doesn't look like he hangs out with cartel guys. Or crazy idea, the FBI and the ATF gave this guy a bunch of heavy weapons that were probably inert. They probably don't even fire. Firing pins are probably out of them. Told him he needs to go do some crazy stuff while he's psyched up on all these other drugs. We busted him now, guys. We raided his house. We found 30 machine guns. Isn't it ironic? Wag the dog. Oh, yeah. SCOTUS is going to discuss whether or not AR-15s are protected. Look, guys, this tranny just had machine guns.
Oh,
this is how easy it is to get machine guns. Yeah, easy it is to get 50 caliber machine gun guys.
Awesome.
This tranny just got them.
Don't you remember when they were doing the Hearing Protection Act? And all of a sudden, we have a big shooting in Congress.
I was just about to go to that
baseball game.
We're basically about to pull suppressors off the NFA category completely. No tax stamp, no filing, no registration, nothing. It was going to open up the NFA to completely dissolve the 1934 NFA Act. We had the baseball shooting with Congress. Then a few weeks later, we had the Mandalay Bay shooting in Vegas. Suddenly, it got scrapped and shelved. SCOTUS is now weighing on one of the biggest firearm rulings pretty much in U.S. history.
Well, they would probably say we're going to ban all of these weapons in his cache.
There you go. Or anything that can be converted into one of these. Oh, an AR-15. He made an AR-15 and M16 illegally. That's how he did it. They need to be banned.
How do you make that? How do you make that doggone 50 caliber machine gun?
Yeah. Well, no. And here's the funny part on it. Let me pull this photo. There's another photo that I saved off the photo thing. Let me see. You guys are going to like this. Because, you know, if he got it from cartel, so to speak, right? This gun's going to be gone through heck and back. This thing has brand new manufacturer oil sheen on it. It's Whoa. Brand new. The feed tray doesn't even look like it's taped or linked or around before. It's a brand new gun, in my opinion, or a brand new refurbished gun. You don't get these. Period. Period. Unless you're an SOT manufacturer, you can order weapons with demo letters.
Or you're Fast and Furious in your ATF, and you're sending them out of the cartels of Mexico.
With the firing pin out of it.
Yeah.
Now you got your soul. We're gonna hook you up with a 50 caliber belt fed. You want one of those, boy? Oh, yeah. I'm on so much Xanax, I don't even know where I'm at, but sure, I'll take one. Here you go. Keep this in your house. We'll let you know when you can use it. Okay.
Remember what you said about the data centers creating another person?
There you go.
Now they're going to have him at all these different places.
Now, I'm about to say, how much you want to bet they're not going to have a full trail of this guy acquiring these weapons from straw purchasers or from gun stores or from some stupid stories they put together now?
Remember that movie, The Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah.
And he basically is at the end there, and he's talking to that Congress guy, and he goes, he picks up that 50 cal, and he throws around in it, and he pulls a trigger on it.
Yeah.
He goes, gun, don't shoot.
Nah, you know, I pulled all the firing pins before I leave. He goes, you guys grab my gun. It doesn't even fire. This is evidence. Nobody's touched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you know any of these have pins?
Easy. Yeah, easy. All these guns. It's easy. Anytime you just pull the bolts apart, you just leave a firing pin out.
Or you shave it down a little bit. They can't fire.
Gun and shoot.
Oh, by the way, trans, we're talking about trannies now with this particular article. Trans activists now are raging at the British royal family for inviting J.K. Rowling, who doesn't care for transgenders, to an event. You know, it's funny to me how these transgenders, boy, if they ever found out about this show, we'd have them up at the gate. Transgender fanatics and LGBT extremists are taking aim at the British royal family for posting a photograph of Queen Camilla hosting Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling on the last day of Pride Month. Rowling has been a fierce critic of allowing men to claim to be women to invade women's spaces. And in response, trans activists has worked overtime attempting to destroy her career and make her a social pariah. It's kind of hard to make her a social pariah because she's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. She's got such juice going on with the money. With the royals hosting rallying at the Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh, activists have once again spun their attack machine. According to Instagram posting, which Instagram is not a real place, Rowling shares a passion for books and a deep commitment to children reading for pleasure. The post added that Queen Camilla had discussed the importance of ensuring that young people have access to books. Now, I'm going to say something here, too. I don't like Harry Potter. Some of the spells that they actually call out in those books are real. I'm going to say that.
They were true sorcery.
They were true sorcery. Yeah. So to me, she's now coming out against this tranny stuff. How do you know that she's not saying that she's against the tranny stuff to get more Christian people to allow people to read her books?
Interesting take.
Now, I'm asking you that question. I'm not saying that that's what she's doing. She may really be opposed to the tranny stuff. But to me, when you have a book that's all witchcraft and sorcery and spells.
Well, why would you care about trannies?
Why would you care about trannies? It's kind of like you're promoting this weird stuff with these witchcraft things and witches and everything else, but yet you don't like transgenders. Well, is that something that they're doing as to just to basically make it so now we accept her as a Christian and we say, hey, we're Christians.
She's on our side.
She's on our side. But we forget about all the spells. I would not even let that stuff in my house. I wouldn't let any of my kids read that.
I don't own one of those books or own one of those DVDs. The thing about it is, guys, if you've seen it, if you've seen the stuff you see sometimes and you realize a lot of that dark side is very real, you've ever experienced it, you know what it feels like to be around pure evil, you see what one person can do to another person, you understand that a lot of that sorcery stuff is pretty weird, man. I don't like it. I don't support it.
Jeffrey Epstein was heavily involved in that.
Heavily involved in
that. That's why he had a temple on his island.
Yeah, that's to stay. I'll tell you this one final thing on this. Be cautious. I say this, people don't listen. I'm going to say it again for everybody in the back. Now that I perched your ears up, y'all sitting in the back row up there.
Choices and consequences.
Choices and consequences. And your children deal with the consequences of your choices. You let this stuff in your house, you let them watch it, especially on a regular basis. You let it continually permeate their brains and saturate their minds with perversion, filth, sorcery, witchcraft, darkness. You will get that response back out of them. Children are simply mirrors. They mirror what you show them. They mirror what you do. They mirror your actions. You pray at dinner, they're going to pray at dinner. You scream and cuss at each other in front of them all day, they're going to start screaming and cussing at each other. They see mommy hitting dad and mommy hitting dad and daddy hitting mom and daddy hitting mom. You know what they're going to do, brother and sister? They're going to beat on each other all day. Be careful of what your children are exposed to around you because your decisions are causing their consequences in the future. So be careful of that. Also, too.
Well said.
Topic I want to cover here because the EPA and their infinite insanity. I mean, these guys are the ones that came out in 2008 said we're going to put giant filters on diesel trucks and then pump diesel fuel through the slit and catch it on fire. You know, dump your fuel on 6 miles a gallon. That's this EPA.
Throw flames out.
Right. EPA is now green-lated. PFAS pesticides never before used in the United States for use on corn, wheat, soy, and other food crops.
This is fluoride Teflon, but
this is
dangerous.
Fluoride Teflon. This is what they call a forever chemical. It's an 8-hex bond. It doesn't break down. Watch the movie Dark Waters, all about DuPont. Massive class actions with DuPont. Billions and billions of dollars in fines and lawsuits in aggregate all across the board. They came out with this stuff, with Teflon, forever chemical, unbelievably carcinogenous, continually causes cancer. It's been proven. Controversial approval. 2 forever chemical pesticides. Just days right after the U.S. Supreme Court sides with Bayer. Interesting how that happens, right? Diflufigin and epiphenyl. Never before used in the U.S., can now be used on 2 most widely grown crops now and is approved for wheat. The glyphosate wasn't enough for the goy slop. Wasn't bad enough, pump full glyphosate in bread. Now we got to put forever chemical Teflon. I'm about to get really mad. I'm trying not to cuss right now. If you understood how bad and toxic this stuff
was. Watch the movie.
I did a whole research project on this stuff in college because I was very intrigued with it, with Teflon, with these forever chemicals, what they do to the human body, how the body essentially can't rid itself of them. That's why they cause so much cancer.
Will not break down.
Now we're going to put it on the food supply? You can't come up with a safer pesticide?
I remember. Remember Charles, who used to have the almond farm out in California?
Yep.
He talked about these chemicals. He said, we would never, ever use these or have them approved in the United States. He says, they are so poisonous to humans, and they're going to spray it on the crop, which means it's going to be in your food, in your wheat, on your corn. Unbelievable.
Here's the problem, guys. This stuff doesn't stay there. It goes down in the soil. It runs off into the rivers. It gets in the drinking water. It's unbelievably toxic to the human body. Do some research on it. I don't even know why in the world. I mean, the EPA goes, oh, we're preserving. I mean, the EPA, God, dude, I'm sorry.
A while back ago, I remember I had a friend of mine, they were always drinking oat milk, and they brought some over for me to look at. And I said, it contains the first degree, one of the first degrees is calcium carbonate. It's to make it white. And they were here at my house, and I said, come here for a second. I walked out to the distiller, and I opened it up. And I pulled a big handful of calcium carbonate out of it. And I said, this is what causes hardening of the arteries. This gets in your joints. This causes arthritic conditions. This causes all kinds of mental problems. This cuts the blood off to the brain. This does all this. Your body can't process it. You're drinking oat milk. One of the first ingredients is calcium carbonate. Unbelievable. I had I got to be very careful how I say this. I had another friend of mine who had all kinds of health problems and went to a local doctor. And they told him to start drinking oat milk. I kid you not. Oat milk. Instead of raw certified cow or dairy products or, you know, or goat's milk. Because they were losing weight. Oat milk. This toxic sludge. Guys, be careful. If it contains calcium, and same thing in soy milk. When it says calcium carbonate, almond milk, same thing. Don't touch it with calcium carbonate. You're drinking rocks and put them in your body.
Oh, you guys, hold on a second. I want to add on to this real quick for you guys. These approvals come after Kyle Kunkler, a former lobbyist for American Soybean Association, was installed last year as the Deputy Assistant Administrator for Pesticides in the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. The Soybean Association has been a vocal proponent of both of these approvals. He was a freaking lobbyist for the Soybean Association to get pesticides approved, and now he's the Deputy Assistant for Pesticide Approval in EPA. You guys want to see what this guy looks like?
I say, man, he's ugly.
Oh, you guys are going to love this. He's a gift that keeps giving. Here's Kyle Kunkler. Man, that's a big nose.
You think he has a little hat?
I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm going to let you guys do me a favor. Find out if he's a little hat guy.
Stinking pesticide soybean lobbyist, and now he's basically the deputy director of... You can't make this stuff up, dude. You can't make... This is why I tell you guys, it's so important.
EPA hires farm and pesticide lobbyists to oversee pesticide regulations.
Dude, where do you come up with... You couldn't put this in a villain James Bond film because it would be too cliche.
Well, it's no different than putting Gottlieb in charge of the Food and Drug Administration.
Same thing.
Giant vaccine pusher.
Vaccine pusher. Oh, now he's going to be... We're going to...
Oh, that's back in 2016. That's when I had enough... Excuse my language. Vocal sounds. I had enough of Trump after he did that when he put Gottlieb in the
RFK
EPA.
Now finally gets back doing something good. He announced now he's ending the emergency liability protection for basically the shot from vaccine makers.
This is still putting it out,
Austin. Well, no, here's the thing. If you guys remember this, during the thing that happened in 2020, you guys, I'm not trying to get banned today. You guys catch my drift, the whole thing in 2020. Yeah. The health secretary issued emergency declaration providing liability protection for all companies that made products for basically the thing, the shot, and enabling regulators to issue emergency authorizations. So essentially, if the FDA put an emergency stamp on it, it's impossible to sue the company. Unless Pfizer admits that they knowingly harmed people. If Pfizer keeps their mouth shut, EUA, emergency use authorization, full blanket protection. Well, that got extended under Biden to 2024. Well, then Trump extended it to 2029.
Of course he did.
2029, right? So we're running 10 years now with an aggregate of emergency use, meaning as long as the FDA goes, emergency, you can't sue them. It doesn't matter if every shot leads to death, dismemberment. Doesn't matter. Zero liability at all because of emergency use. Well, RFK Jr. came in and he reversed this now and he completely dissolved the emergency use authorization of any clot shots for the time being forward now.
That won't stick. He'll be overridden on this.
I have a hard time. He said the latest extension went to 2029. Kennedy disagreed, writing in the notice of termination that circumstances no longer exist to justify emergency use of drugs and biological products during the thing that happened in 2020. They now say they have revoked the emergency use authorization, and it will terminate in June 29, 2027.
Still another year.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a year of appeals.
That's right.
When you deal with this lawsuit stuff, so I've been in lawsuits, Dad's been in lawsuits, they just go on in perpetuity in most cases, especially if there's a good attorneys on each side.
Well, the attorneys. They
just bury each other in paperwork, and then they make money the whole time.
Well, no. I remember we had an easement issue years ago, and the attorney goes, oh, we love easement issues.
Oh, yeah.
People bankrupt themselves for this.
Yes, he said that.
He just said, and, you know, oh, by the way, let's change this. Is frozen yogurt a healthier treat than ice cream? The answer is absolutely no.
No.
Almost all of it has high fructose corn syrup in it, soybean oil, and everything else. You can't believe how unbelievably bad it is. I mean, with all the corn syrup and everything else in this stuff, this is not a healthy alternative to anything.
And most of it doesn't have any good healthy fats in it. If you make...
It's almost all omega-6.
If you make an organic ice cream,
We had it last week.
Yeah, last week. My Lana has basically an ice cream machine that she bought. And we took raw certified, 100% grass-fed, raw cow's milk, raw cream, fit food protein, by the way, peanut butter, and frozen bananas. That was it. All the ingredients.
It was great.
Put them in basically a blender, get them together, put them in the ice cream machine, or after you freeze them, comes out soft serve ice cream. Delicious, actually.
Just
a little monk fruit if you need it. Throw a little, you know, peanut butter in there if you want. There's some chocolate syrup on it.
A little bit of organic chocolate syrup.
And like every serving was like 20 grams of protein. Oh, yeah. That's what I liked. I was just full of fit food protein. There's a lot of ways that you can still have snacks and treats, guys. If you're interested in stuff like that, you can call us up or ask us. I made it pretty simple. It's pretty easy to make. Fit food, raw cow's milk, raw cream, you know, add something else to it, peanut butter, bananas. And you actually have a treat kids like. It's actually beneficial. It's great for kids' growth, too, by the way, because you're getting all that raw milk.
If you want to really, really make it, go throw a little bit of our 350 billion probiotic stick into it.
Oh, I didn't think about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, a full probiotic load.
Mm-hmm. Then now you got a healthy
now,
product.
Would that affect it if it goes in the freezer?
Nope.
No? Because I know they do better in cold. Mm-hmm. Heat's what messes them up.
That's right.
Yeah, so when the probiotics are frozen, they just stop doing stuff. When they heat, it actually denatures them.
Oh, by the way, not just a super El Nino. A record-setting worldwide ocean heat wave is causing insane weather chaos all over the globe. That's a fact. Dane Whittington says that the reason this is happening is because the giant pockets of methane is being released because of the chemtrails.
I don't doubt that at all.
Now, he's right. I agree with Dane on this. And so we have a real problem now with the geoengineering. They are literally terraforming our planet, releasing this methane. And it's a problem. And that's what makes me so irritated with the EPA. They're looking at what's happening here. We're poisoning the soil with aluminum. We're poisoning the soil with barium. We're poisoning the soil with strontium.
But you're getting fined if you modify your truck to get double the fuel mileage.
Unbelievable.
Literally. They're putting you in jail. Well, Rudy's
no,
performance.
No, it's like you said.
A year and a half in prison.
Like you said, rules for thee and not for me.
Yeah. we're approving two forever chemical, basically Teflon pesticides to spray on your food.
Well, no. Remember when Anthony Fauci, that rat-faced person, he basically, you know, was sitting at the game, watching a game, sitting up with his friends in the stands, no mask, no anything.
With a private game, basically.
Yeah.
A private game.
Didn't care. He didn't care.
Then gets on national television next day and says, oh, by the way, guys, you need to wear two masks. One's not enough. And if you really want to wear three masks, you know what's even better? You take saran wrap and you wrap it around your face. Then you can't breathe at all. Great. Best way to stop COVID.
Well, that's the best way to get rid of goy.
Oh, there you go. I didn't realize we were on the clock down. Guys,
yeah, we're out of time.
Sale started this morning.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day weekend. Gosh, doing the best we can to maintain a constitutional republic, one giant fight at a time. And when you see stuff.
Well, at least we're doing something.
When you get involved locally, too, do the best you can. It's a lot of work, trust me, but do the best you can. And when you see stuff like this unbelievably idiotic false flag set up in Vegas, understand. A lot of the things you see on the news.
Was that in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be another casino. It was another shooting. They were going to another mass shooting they prevented this time. Whatever. Kid didn't have 50 caliber ammo for his machine gun. I don't even know how he got. These are the things you got to look at and understand. What are they doing? Why are they trying to get you to believe this? And what's the next move on the board?
And
is it okay? No, it's not okay. So keep your body strong. Keep your mind strong. Continue to stay focused on positive things and things you can do your best on to make a difference. I've told you guys that before. Focus on your house. A lot of things you can change in the community. I always encourage that. But focus on your house, too. Mm. Focus on your children. Focus on your family, your grandkids. Things you can make small changes on to have better results. Always try to look at those first. Because a lot of times it's getting easy to get wrapped up in the big things that are going on. So, again, July 4th weekend, my friends. Orders over $250 or more automatically get a 10% off discount applied. We have the express shipping available today for next couple hours if you want to jump on that. That would be there.
4 hours.
Yeah, that's about it. So you need anything, call us, healthmasters.com. Go check out the best sellers on sale.
But if you do order it and you order next day air shipping after 3, we'll have it done to you on Monday.
It's VIP
Tuesday,
Express
Wednesday,
shipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday. It'll
get there quick still. But again, a lot of stuff's going to be shipped out this weekend. A lot of companies are basically shutting down. So you guys have a blessed weekend. Stay strong. Be cautious. If you're blown off mortars, watch your fingers. Be wise.
Lose a finger quick.
Yeah, you guys have a safe weekend, my friends. Stay strong. Happy Independence Day.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Thank you so much for your support. If it wasn't for you guys being here with us, we couldn't be here. And, you know, we go some pretty controversial stuff on the show. Today, I don't know what this is going to do on YouTube. It's going to be a crazy one. But I love you, and I appreciate you. I want you to know something. Even if YouTube pulls us down, we're not going to go. We're not going anywhere. We saw the Brower Show.
BrowerShow.com, everything on it.
But keep your hearts and minds in Christ, because he loves you so much. And treat your friends with respect and treat them with love. I love you. And I will hopefully see you guys in the church on Sunday. I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you on Monday.